Podcast month is a time of harmony, of friendship. All through February, WFOD shares the mic with their fellow podcasters as a gesture of good faith. But don't worry. Come March, we will be right back to motherfucking everyone again. So happy podcast month, everyone, from your friends at the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
You don't have to be cool guy me. We're friends.
I'm not.
Just say it. Me and you are friendly.
We're pals.
We're friends on Facebook, Napier.
I wonder how long that's going to last.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I am joined by my good pal, Matt. Hi, Matt.
Hey, buddy.
Drunk should be here fairly soon. No Travis this week. Travis is on sabbatical. It is podcast month. We're very excited to have my good friend, Mr. Brett Postal from the Hot Butter Podcast is here. Brett.
Hi, bud.
Brett, how are you? Are you good?
Fine.
You're fine?
I'm fine. Things are fine.
Good. Your phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. You have one of those weeks every now and then, Brett, where you're just like, do I need to do this?
Is that a joke?
Yeah, I'm going to do my damnedest, Brett. I'm going to give the people what they want. There's a lot to go through, you know. I mean, we're going to announce the winners of the or not the winners, I guess. We're going to reveal all of the masked singers that we did a couple of weeks ago.
Are we going to reveal all of them? You're not going to drag it out for the course of
No, Matt. I'm going to give them what they want. I'm going to give them who the masked singers are. On most of them, I will say most of them I had people stumped. There's a couple of them that I think y'all knew.
I got them all right, but yeah, I think a lot of people were...
Matt, you didn't get them all right. You got a lot wrong.
Oh, no. There's no way I got Ariana Grande wrong.
That was the one that everybody got right except you, I think.
No. I mean, I got it right and everybody else got it wrong.
Did you see the Twitter thing going around the fuck Jerry? Did you see that one, Matt, or did it slip by you?
You know, I'm not a big Twitter guy, Mike, so it definitely got right by me.
So, do you know what Fuck Jerry is?
Yes, I do. They're behind that Fire Festival. I watched the documentary on Netflix. Did not watch the Hulu one.
That's what got everybody all hot and bothered about it, is because, like, they helped promote the Fire Festival.
Right.
But then also made, or, like, helped produce the documentary saying fuck Fire Festival.
Yes. They almost tried to, like, you watch that documentary, towards the end of it, there's like the employees that were saying things like, yeah, you know, like you should definitely feel bad for the people, but you know, you should really feel bad for the employees. Like, I don't feel fucking bad for any of you fucking employees.
You don't feel bad for them?
No, they all knew. Like, they saw it happening.
Oh, you're talking about the people that made... Not like the poor guys on that island who, like, did all the work and didn't get paid.
No, those guys. Yeah, I feel bad for them. I'm talking about the the guys at Fuck Jerry and all of the Behind Fire Festival.
You see the Fire Festival documentary?
I did. I'd heard a few podcasts discuss the Fire Festival previously, and so when I learned it was on Netflix, I definitely watched it. But I did get I'm going to sort of defend Fuck Jerry here. I got the impression that they were a little more disconnected than some of the other vendors were for the festival.
Well, I almost don't think so. Like, I don't think you could be that connected with something and like filming all of these steps, this entire process, and not have a little bit more of an idea of what's going on.
Well, I got a hot take here for you guys. This fuck Jerry hashtag going around. I'm going to go ahead and say fuck Jerry.
All right. Well, that's pretty. Risky to say,
Matt. What the fuck Jerry is? It's one of them meme accounts. It's like, you remember when we were mad at the fat Jew a couple of years ago?
Yeah,
because he takes memes and he posts them on his thing. And I mean, I do that. You know, you see something funny on the internet and you say, you know, this is funny, and I should share it with my friends so they also think it's funny.
Right.
And I mean, like, all you're doing is sharing memes, and I don't think anybody knows that. Or anybody thinks that you're thinking of it. I mean, they know I didn't make the memes. I just saw it on the internet and thought it was funny. It's like sharing the street jokes. You know what I'm talking about, Brett? You hear a joke, you tell your friend.
Oh, I totally agree with you. I was going to say that I think the people that know you can see when it's something that you've created. It's the strangers who aren't really sure. Like, yeah, if you were to make something, I feel like I would know if you made it.
But I mean, the Fuck Jerry, I think that people are pretty aware that is a meme account. You follow it so that they find funny stuff on the internet and share it with you.
Right.
That's what
And to be fair, most people are just regurgitating this shit to their close friends.
And yeah, and then they do the same thing.
150 people that just see this shit all the time.
It's the one where Patrick Stewart is got his hand out and he's like, you know, why did you make the cheese sandwich backwards? You know,
right?
Isn't there like a weird white monkey looking cat thing too that has his hands out like he's saying, what? Why me? And it's just regurgitated with different sayings over and over again.
Brett, I got two go-to street jokes that I use. I didn't come up with either one of them, but they're my go-to street jokes. I got what's E.T. short for?
Because
he's got little legs.
Oh, God.
And why do sharks swim in salt water?
Because Pepper makes them sneeze.
Because Pepper makes them sneeze. Brett, those are my two street jokes.
I have little kids. I know that. I knew that one.
And what's 6 inches long and starts with a P?
Peru? No, that's E-R. That's four letters.
Taking a shit.
What? Oh, you got me.
Yeah. I didn't come up with any of those jokes. It's just that it's the time-honored tradition of theft.
Right, right.
But I guess the difference is the Fuck Jerry he monetizes. But, you know, I mean, he's perusing the internet, and he got popular by posting memes for people to enjoy. I ain't got time to follow 300 comedians. Aggregate that shit. Let me know where the funny is, Fuck Jerry.
We live in a day and age where everybody's just looking for the next person to be angry at anyway.
Yeah, like Katy Perry's shoes.
There are so many people that have been fly-by-night. People have been furious about them, and they've completely fallen off the face of the earth, and I've lost track of them all.
Brett, did you see Katy Perry's shoes?
Yeah, what's going on with those shoes?
I didn't even know this was a thing.
Brett, Katy Perry made a pair of shoes. They're brown shoes with a face on. I mean, like, they're black face shoes. they're a black face.
What's going on with Katy Perry these days? Like, why is she doing this? What is she doing?
I don't know.
I miss Katy Perry from like 5 years ago.
It's so great. Blackface has been hot right now. Blackface is so hot. There's so much.
Do you think it's
going to
be so hot that it fizzles out and just becomes blah at some point?
But why would you want shoes with a face on them?
I don't know.
Why would you want to wear these fucking sandals?
They're like $150 too. They're ugly, ugly shoes.
Giant red lips.
They're the worst looking shoes ever.
Eyes. Like, I don't get it. Like,
what's an occasion that you would wear those shoes to? I think they're heels.
Like, she's coming up with like shitty Kevin Smith movie ideas, like where he just gets high on his podcast, like, you know what we should do? This guy who turns into a walrus, like, yeah, let's make that movie. I feel like Katy Perry's just getting high, like, we should make shoes with faces on them. Everybody's like, yeah,
the shoe.
Let's do that. That'd be really funny. We should do that. And then here they are.
What would be great is if you put a little sound box in them that every time you stepped, it said, ow. Matt, what's this trailer you told me I need to watch? What's the trailer?
All right. So I just before coming on the show tonight, there was a trailer that popped up on the old on the Facebook feed, and it was for a film called Yesterday. And basically the premise to this movie is there's this dude his name is Jack Malik, and like all the power goes out one night and comes back on, and the entire world has forgotten who the Beatles are. They've never heard of the Beatles. They've never heard any of their music. And he's the only one that can remember any of their songs. So
it's kind of like a getting hit in the head movie almost, but it's like everybody else got hit in the head.
Everybody else gets hit in the head. And so he just starts pulling Beatles songs out of his ass and saying like, hey, you know, this is a song I wrote. It's Yesterday, or, you know, like Let It Be. And they're all his songs. He becomes like a huge star.
So he just gets famous by, so he aggregates all the Beatles songs.
Yeah.
And yeah, just makes them his own songs.
Makes them his own. Yeah. And like, you know, the trailer, dude, was like fucking probably 5 minutes long. It was a ridiculously long trailer.
I mean, like that pretty much explains the whole thing, doesn't it? Like, you don't even need to see the movie now.
Right.
If you watched a 5 minute thing on it.
Yeah. It seemed pretty funny. There were a couple jokes, I guess, Kate McKinnon's in it. This is the really only recognizable name outside of Ed Sheeran.
See, but you have to wonder if... there's no way to really tell this, I guess, because the Beatles got to be the Beatles. But
right.
Some of the Beatles stuff, I think, only was popular because the Beatles made it. I mean, like that Yellow Submarine song is fucking stupid.
I mean, like,
if Joe Schmo put out Yellow Submarine, I don't think anybody'd take notice.
Right.
But it was, I mean, like, you know, it was based on the Beatles. I mean, there's bands that you like that you give them a grain of salt because of who they are.
Sure.
And, I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, you can't enjoy the Yellow Submarine. But you put out the Yellow Submarine first, I think you'd have a hard sell.
Right. Queen. Queen's a really great band. They have a lot of, you know, good songs, but there's a lot of shit in there, too. Everybody kind of overlooks some of the shit because it's fucking Queen.
Brett, what's your go-to street joke?
No, I can't. You can't put me on the spot like that, man.
I'm sorry. You said you had kids. You said you knew them all.
No, I have to hear them. Then I'll know them.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry. Hey, didn't you just talk about filler crap the other, like a week or so ago on the Twitters?
Filler crap?
Yeah, you were trying to figure out what album was front to back.
Front to back, good.
Yeah.
You know what Travis said? He said Sci-Fi Crimes by Chevelle is a perfect album. That guy's crazy.
That's a little crazy. I mean, I don't mind Chevelle at all, but I don't think I would ever give Chevelle a
yeah,
front
Chevelle
to back.
Has good songs, sure.
Yeah,
but a front to back perfect album
to Chevelle.
Oh, sure. And I'm not shitting on Chevelle, but I mean, first of all, the Sci-Fi Cameras is like Chevelle's like fourth best album.
Yeah,
perfect. From
yeah,
front
that's
to
a
back.
Weird stand. The weird stand right there by the old the Travis.
But Brett jumped on board with a Kid Rock, and I just tuned him out.
Okay, I mean.
Listen, it brings me back to a very formidable time in my life.
I'm all for listening to music and being nostalgic, and I get that. But to say Kid Rock has an album that front to back
about what the Baba Banga Bang Dinga Dingy.
In my brain, if I put on Devil Without a Cause and push play, I would never have to hit fast forward over a song. I'd never have to skip a song. On that whole album.
I couldn't really think of any that are just like completely perfect. There's really none that come to mind that I just would never skip a single song. Maybe I'm being too hard on it. I mean, like, you know, like I'll listen to Siamese Dream front to back. I know, haha, of Smashing Pumpkins, Mike, blah, blah, blah. But as far as like, I mean, like, OK Computer is almost perfect, but then it has that fitter, happier, more productive.
You know, you'll never get a backing for Radiohead from me. Fucking hate that band.
OK Computers is a great album, though, Matt. But then they just got weird with it. They decided they didn't like guitars anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, there's very few records that I would say, even just stuff that I remember as a kid loving, that I would give that front to back perfection. Yeah, there's very few. I can't actually even really think of any.
The thing about the Fuck Jerry is, Matt, like, everybody gets on this thing. It's like, we all dog... I mean, Colin Hanks is dogpiling on Fuck Jerry because he saw some other dickhead say something about Fuck Jerry. And so everybody decides, today's the day we all say fuck Jerry. And it's lame. It's like a mob mentality bullshit. Nobody's doing the research. Everybody's just jumping on the thing of the day. And it's like, Fuck Jerry's been around since like 2010, doing his memes, having a good old time. And we just decide today's the day that we have a problem with it. And then everyone has a problem with it.
It is curious to me how a lot of these things always take off, like, because it's almost the perfect storm of like whoever the celebrity is that's going to decide that they're going to take umbrage with whatever it is. And then just how long something's been out or how the focus is, like, it is really bizarre. I wish that we almost had like forecasters on Twitter that could be like, all right, I think that later on in the week, we're going to, you know, maybe have an issue with this.
Well, like, I think it's crazy that Rob Lowe has a new game show and nobody's jumped on Rob Lowe yet. How has Rob Lowe resurfaced and nobody's Googled Rob Lowe? What's going on, Matt?
They don't care. They don't care about the Rob Lowe
at
all.
Did he fuck like a 15-year-old or something and film it?
Did he?
He did something. I don't remember what it was. Guys, allegedly, I don't remember what it was.
Sure.
It was bad, though. I mean, I didn't Google Rob Lowe. Why would I? But I'm telling you.
God damn, I think Master of Puppets might be a perfect record from beginning to end. That I don't skip a song on that record.
Master of Puppets.
Yeah. I love that record. A Disposable Hero. Like, I'm looking at the later tracks, like, in that record. Disposable Heroes, Leper Messiah, the musical, Orion, like, the instrumental.
Brett, I'll tell you what album I don't skip a track on. That, you know, that Norah Jones CD, the first one that won all the Grammys. Brett, you put that.
I can't agree with it. I don't think I could, Brett, tell you a single Norah Jones song.
Oh, Brett, you don't need to know the songs. Brett, you just hit play and relax.
Is that baby making music?
Oh, God. Brett. No. You make yourself a nice cup of tea. You sit down in a chair and you turn up that Norah Jones.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't know me at all.
I am having a cup of tea right now. Maybe a little Norah Jones would go nice with that.
Won a lot of...
Do it in an Epsom salt bath, perhaps?
Won a lot of Grammys, guys. Did you guys watch the Grammys?
I did not watch the Grammys.
Oh, Matt, is it because music isn't for us anymore?
It's because music is not for me anymore. And not to say there's not a lot of great music out there, but I mean, I've talked about the Grammys for years now. I think whenever I forget what band it was, like 21 Pilots or something, was winning Best Rock Record.
No.
I was like, oof, I gotta...
Cardi B won the Best Hip Hop Album, Matt.
Well, I want to tell you something right now. I like the Cardi B.
No, see, I do too. But here's the thing. I think that we like Cardi B because of, like, the what? I'm trying to think of what the word I'm, like, the novelty of it. Like, we like Cardi B the way we liked Criss Cross, the way we liked Vanilla Ice, the way we liked the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Coming Out of Our Shell album. You know what I'm saying? Like, Cardi B.
That's a good
B,
record. You know what? Beginning to End, Coming Out of Our Shell
God
album.
God damn it, Matt. That might be a perfect album, the
That's
Coming Out of Our Shells.
That's a perfect fucking record.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. See, like, I like Cardi B, but I have a feeling in 5 years I'm not going to like Cardi B. Cardi B is not timeless, Matt. Cardi
yeah,
B is
I don't,
right now.
I don't know. Like, I also like, what's her face?
Nicki Minaj.
Yes, Nicki Minaj.
I was able to guess because there's only two, Matt. She gets up on stage to accept her Grammy for Best Rap Album and essentially says, yeah, I only had like two or three songs, but, you know, I was getting popular and I needed to put something out before I started showing that I was pregnant. So like a bunch of people got together and we busted it out. So, I mean, like, yeah. You know, it was thrown together. It was a joke.
Sure.
But granted, the music, there's some fun song. Cardi B's fun.
I think Cardi B's a lot of fun. I think there's some good tunes, some catchiness, and you know, I think she's kind of ridiculous. Like, she gets pretty offensive and fucking like knocks people. She's not afraid to knock people. So
neither of you watched the Grammys?
I don't have TV.
Brett,
you don't have TV at all?
I have a TV, but I don't have cable or anything. So we just have Apple TV and then just streaming whatever can come out of that.
Gotcha. I'm almost there. I'm pretty much there.
Lady Gaga performed at the Grammys, Brett. And
I'm a fan of Lady Gaga.
Love Lady Gaga.
Guys, let me tell you why you shouldn't be.
Oh, boy.
Guys, I was a fan of Lady Gaga for a while because I thought Lady Gaga, you know, she's doing her own thing. God bless her. She's an artist, blah, blah, blah. Lady Gaga's full of shit. Lady Gaga gives grandiose speeches. She said, I don't think she believes anything she's fucking saying. She's full of shit. She performs her song from not The Greatest Showman. What's the fucking A Star Is Born.
Right.
And like I pulled the clip, Matt, just so that I can explain it to you. But, I mean, you know the song I'm talking about, right? Of course you've heard the song, the one with Bradley Cooper.
Yeah. We've
Tell
all
me something, boy. You know what I'm talking about? So this is the beginning of the song. This is all I pulled, is the beginning of the song. So, I mean, it's a guy strumming an acoustic guitar.
Right.
And she is up there fucking doing like a fucking David Lee Roth scissor kicks and head banging
through that.
Yeah. It looked ridiculous, Matt. That's why I've decided Lady Gaga's full of shit. She was up there with Michelle Obama and she was giving her grandiose speech and I'm over Lady Gaga.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that she's, although I've always thought she to be a little full of shit. Like when you're doing the meat dress shit, and you know, like if you listen to her interview on Stern, I mean, she just seems kind of full of herself. And
yeah, like we get it.
You can sing.
We get it.
Yeah,
watch her documentary on Netflix. Was it called Joanne?
No, it was like her height or something.
Any of those, like the Katy Perry one, the Lady Gaga one. I think there's a lot of them out there where like who started that trend. Somebody put like their movie out in theater. Is it like Taylor Swift or some shit?
The One Direction.
One Direction. Yeah.
They put out their documentary.
Yeah.
Talking like Brett now. He's gonna rub off on me. I'm gonna start saying words funny.
Documentary.
Wouldn't that be something?
In the chat, Liquid Lozenge says, "Dare to be Stupid" is a perfect album.
See, who does that?
That's Weird Al, isn't it?
Oh.
See, Weird Al, he always throws one or two in there that are kind of...
Is a Real Boy by Say Anything. I think that to be a perfect record. Beginning to end, I love it.
Drunk. An album that is perfect from start to finish with no skips in it.
Nirvana, Nevermind.
You fucking asshole.
Well, what do you skip on there? I mean, like, I haven't put in Nirvana Nevermind in 100 years, but, I mean, what do you skip in there?
Dude, I only know, like, two songs off that record.
Yeah. System of a Down, the self-titled. I usually don't skip anything in there.
Man, that's not bad.
The Tenacious
That's D. a good record, yeah.
The Tenacious D, self-titled. I usually don't skip anything on that one.
There's a couple on Nevermind that I would probably skip over.
Yeah, I think I'm skipping over a couple of these. Lounge Act?
Yeah, Lounge Act I would probably skip over.
But, I mean, it's always top-heavy. Like, you know, you come out of the gates with Smells Like Teen Spirit, In Bloom, Come As You Are, Breed, Lithium, then Polly, and then you're kind of just getting sick of the shit, and then it's like, all right, move on to the next fucking record.
I think that's why they've really pared it back to you know, somewhere between 7 and 10 songs on an album these days, because our attention span is so damn short.
Right, like back in the day, they used to have 22, 23 songs on them.
And like 7 skits.
You had to wait a week for Columbia House to send you that thing in the mail anyway.
And
so
not
you really
to mention they're like 6-minute long songs, so...
Greatest hits, I don't think, count.
No, yeah.
Yeah, we can't count. It's just an album that came out.
Right. That's not an actual record.
Rumors, maybe? Rumors was... Yeah, Rumors is front to back great.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Bon Jovi, Slippery When Wet.
I need to put something modern in there so I don't look like a old fuddy-dud. I was...
an old fogey, Mike.
Beyonce Lemonade, is that what you want to say?
Yeah, I need something current, drunk, so right. I get hip with the West. Kids. You know what I'm saying?
You know, Kanye's self-titled record? I don't know if that's a thing.
Liquid's got Metallica's Black album. That's a good one.
You know, I'll tell you something about Metallica's Black album, though, because, you know, again, it's kind of top-heavy. Like, the beginning of it is really great. You got some really awesome songs, but it definitely peters off as you listen to it. I mean,
they
you
have
got
like
Enter Sandman.
Of Wolf Sad, and Man, you know? Isn't that on there? Is that a Metallica
Wolf
song?
Of Man, yeah.
Yeah, I like that one. Yeah. That's like the first song on side B when I had it on cassette tape.
I think I prefer
Struggle
Reload
with Man
to the Black Album.
I think I'd skip a couple.
Yeah.
Different strokes for different folks, you know.
Guys, Brett from the Hot Butter Podcast is here. Brett's show's on iTunes and stuff. You Google Hot Butter Podcast. What is it? Hot Butter Podcast .libs. I can never figure out how to spell libs. Just look it up on fucking iTunes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we don't have a website anymore.
You're struggling with that, right? Because everything you want is too expensive.
Well, when we stopped doing it, like 6 months ago. Because I legitimately thought we were done. I just had no passion for it. I just quit paying for everything. I said, screw it. Let everything lapse. And now sure. I don't think it matters. Like, who cares if I have a website? Are you going to just look at Adam in a fanny pack? Who cares about that?
Yeah, Brett,
just
I...
Or Facebook or whatever.
I spend a lot of time on our website. Nobody goes to the website. Ever.
The WFOD or Strange Label.
Yeah. Yeah, they look it up on iTunes. Nobody goes to the website.
Right.
So
depends on who you ask, though. I mean, there are some people who think it's worth it.
When people ask where to find you and you say, oh, iTunes, then you sound like a fool.
And they're not going back and listening to your whole entire catalog. They want to listen to the most recent episode, period. Maybe the last couple.
I agree. I mean, unless you have like some standouts, like that guy that we had on last week, his show, like I think I would look through a catalog. If I were going to start listening.
Yeah, because his is specific. It's like
right.
a thing that, yeah. But ours, like nothing means anything. Just pick one and listen to it. It's fine. You know?
Okay, so. When I used to drive a lot, I would listen to a ton of your old catalog.
What would you think?
Yeah.
I would listen to 4 in a row if
I
was driving.
Have I regressed, Brett?
No, I don't know anybody that's regressed. It's certainly a different show today than it used to be. But it ebbed. I mean, it ebbs and flows. It's like anything.
Peaks and valleys, Mike. Peaks and valleys. Yeah. Just like doing hard drugs.
Ooh. Very dark there, Drunk.
So, guys, as promised, during the break, I'm going to reveal all of the Masked Singers. We're not going to bother doing it on the show. We'll run through them on the break. We'll come back fresh. Brett, I got to talk to you about Instagram a bit, because
the Insta.
Your brother sent me down a bit of a rabbit hole, Brett.
Well, I thought you were going to blame me for something.
No. It was your brother, Brett.
Okay. Well, I want to talk to you about your insane comment about Gouda cheese.
So we have a lot to get to.
Oh, man. Gouda cheese and Instagram.
Yeah.
Right after this.
Stay tuned, guys, for Gouda cheese and Instagram.
Hey, what it is, man, it's your boy T-Pain, and this is WFOD.
So you ask, hey, Mike, what about the Masked Singer bit? Well, I got the answers for you.
Am I not turtle see?
Some people guessed Carrie Underwood, Ariana Grande. I got on Twitter somebody thinking it was Fergie. MAGA Turtle was actually Carrie Underwood. Now, this one actually kind of surprised me because nobody guessed it at the time. I thought this one was pretty obvious. But we got Josh Groban, Michael Bublé, Hall from Hall & Oates. On Twitter, I got Morrissey. Like a week later, Mandy from the Furnacast messaged me and said, Mike, that's Meatloaf. If you don't recognize Meatloaf, what are you even doing here? You guys, I mean, it's Meatloaf.
So long, and I would do anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. I would do anything for love. But I won't do.
Now, Axe Santa, they had a lot of guesses, guys. People guessed Rob Thomas, Charlie Sheen, William Shatner, Ryan Reynolds. On Twitter, I got John Goodman and Neil Diamond. Nobody got this one, guys. Axe Santa was actually Jimmy Buffett. Cheeseburger in paradise. Now, Journey Lion, guys. It's a lion wearing a Journey t-shirt. A lot of people thought it was Jewel. I got Jewel on Twitter. I got Jewel on the show. I believe I got Jewel in the chat. Guys, it wasn't Jewel. It wasn't Mandy Moore, which was also guest. It wasn't Britney Spears, which was also guest. Journey Lion is Taylor Swift. And I'll write your name. So I don't think it really fooled anybody with a strap-on cow. It's a cow with a strap-on dildo. Guys, strap-on cow, as most of you guessed. There was other guesses. Somebody said it was Shakira. Somebody said it was Sinead O'Connor. Those people were wrong. Strap-on cow was Alanis Morissette. You won the lottery and died the next day. It's a black fly in your Chardonnay. It's a death row pardon. 2 minutes too late. Who else is vocal? Guys, another one that I don't really think I surprised anybody. Jenko Leprechaun. It's a leprechaun wearing the Jenko jeans was Beyonce. Jody thought this one was Kathy Bates. He tweeted me that he thought it was Kathy Bates. What the hell? What are you talking about, Jimmy? Hey, I'm a star. I'm a star. Cause I slay. I slay. I slay. I slay. Okay. Now, guys, we really need to talk about Scooter Frosty. See, because a lot of people thought that I was Scooter Frosty. Several people said it on the show. Mandy messaged me later, said, hey, you're Scooter Frosty, right? Guys, I'm not Scooter Frosty. I said the bit was celebrities. I wasn't lying. I'm not so self-indulgent that I have to put myself singing in every bit. It's not me, guys. So we'll play this out. This is Scooter Frosty, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, please remove your hats, and join stand-up comedian, director, actor, and singer Bob Saget for the singing of our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free? The home of the brave.
Good night, Michelle.
Like us, follow us, stalk us. We love the attention.
And now, Drunk reads our iTunes reviews in his Wolverine voice.
From Too Honest ASF, you called me. Why did you call me? 5 stars. Thanks, Too Honest ASF.
Want Drunk to read yours? Rate and review us on iTunes.
The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Once again,
WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
I was born in Saginaw, Michigan, and I grew up in a house on Saginaw Bay. My daddy was a poor, hard-working Saginaw fisherman.
They got like conspiracy theories.
Too many times
going.
They
still think it's me. In the chat, they're saying it's not Bob Saget. It's Mike.
In Saginaw,
it could be Mike.
It's not Mike, though.
She
it's
was
Bob
the daughter
Saget.
Of a very, very wealthy
no
man.
Proof.
But he called me.
The Gouda, it's a nice creamy cheese.
Love Gouda.
I mean, you put it over some meat and you
that's
melt it. It melts so good. And it, I mean, it's not like an overpowering cheese, and it's not a mild cheese. It's
just plain.
It's the perfect flavor. I mean, it doesn't have that plasticky American taste.
Yeah.
It's a solid fucking cheese, man. The Gouda's good on anything.
I like regular Gouda, but not smoked Gouda.
Oh, I love smoked
Gouda. Smoked Gouda, not great.
I mean, I'll get down on some fucking Gouda, man.
Your statement is exactly Gouda cheese is the best cheese, and I think that's just a little you had too much passion at the very moment that you wrote that, and I think you didn't really think about all of the other cheeses. Like, that's really insulting to some other fantastic cheeses.
See, well, I get that it's insulting to other cheeses for sure, but what would you say would be your favorite cheese? I mean, any cheese that you put on top will insult the ones below it.
I don't, and I really struggled with this you ruined my day. Like, I was incredibly unproductive.
Brett, name a better cheese. You say that's, cheddar, I'm going to get on a flight and come punch you in the face. Cheddar, well, cheddar's not good on everything. It's good. I mean, Gouda's good on everything.
Cheddar, a mild cheddar, is the most versatile cheese available.
Okay, but we're not talking versatile cheese, Brett. We're talking what is your favorite cheese?
I don't know that I have a favorite cheese. Each cheese is perfect for its presentation.
And don't get me wrong,
what a fucking
guys.
Cop out. You can't just, oh man, every one of these movies is, you know, in their own way. What's your fucking favorite cheese?
Jody in the chat says Pepper Jack. Notes. He can fuck right off with some Pepper Jack.
Pepper Jack.
That's
come
not
on.
Even a real cheese. That's like a cheese with shit in it.
Yeah,
I mean, you can put
shit in it.
Pepper and Gouda and make Pepper Gouda, and it'll be awesome.
Right. Monterey Jack, get the fuck out of here, Michelle.
The best goddamn cheese is Gouda cheese, Brett. It just is.
The best cheese, however you were consuming it at that moment, would just happen to be Gouda. But to say that Gouda is the overall best cheese is not factual.
Brett.
So what is it, Brett?
You can't just poo-poo my cheese. You right. gotta name a better cheese, Brett.
What I'm telling you is that it's not for me to decide.
Brett,
what the best cheese in the world is.
Brett, I got a nice salami sandwich. I put some Miracle Whip on it. I toasted my bread.
Yes.
Put a piece of Gouda cheese on it. What piece of cheese could I have put on that salami sandwich?
I don't know.
That would have been better.
I'm going to tell you something right now. If this motherfucker here makes a salami sandwich and puts a fucking piece of mild cheddar cheese on it,
the motherfucker's
not going to Twitter and going, that's the best cheese. He's just going to be like, wow, what a fine sandwich I just ate, and then move on with his life.
Yeah, no, he's going to say, well,
on it, and it fucking was like, God damn it, Gouda's amazing.
He's going to say, well, all I have in my fridge is cheddar. I guess I'll make do.
So I guess Matt's in the Gouda camp too.
My fridge at all. My favorite cheese is Baby Swiss.
See, Swiss cheese is good on some things.
That's what the fuck I'm saying. Gouda is good on some. Is Gouda but on some things?
Brett, I guarantee you, anything that you put Swiss cheese on, that it was good on, a piece of Gouda cheese would be better on that thing.
I am specifically saying Baby Swiss is better than regular Swiss, even.
It didn't grow up. It's like veal.
Yeah. It's more tender. It's a little more mild.
See, a Swiss cheese.
It's got a little less stink to it.
A Swiss cheese doesn't really. It doesn't melt very good.
Sure, it does.
I mean,
try harder.
Oh, yeah. On a roast beef sandwich.
See, but that's just it. That's just it. Try harder. Don't want to. I want a nice creamy cheese. It melts just right away and is delicious.
I love Gouda, man. I love a good wedge of Gouda.
Mike, you just admitted that you will sacrifice for ease of melting for taste. You just admitted it. If something was better on your sandwich.
That's what I heard too.
Brett,
melt. You're going to forego the flavor just for ease.
Brett, it's better. It's
wrong.
Better and it's easier.
Wrong.
It's the
You're
perfect
wrong.
Cheese, Brett.
You're wrong.
Gouda cheese is the best cheese.
What about nobody's mentioned Havarti?
Brett, you haven't proved me wrong yet. You haven't named a better cheese, Brett.
Somebody said it in the chat.
I call your explanation. I call it foolish.
You are claiming that Gouda is better than all other cheeses, and I'm saying that's not true. You say it's the best cheese, that's not true.
I do find it strange that after Mike makes this claim of Gouda, and then you say that it ruined your day and that you became less productive, I thought maybe you would come like more prepared with your investigation of cheese information.
I was really busy today, but I did Google the most versatile cheese, and that's where I learned cheddar was the most versatile cheese.
All right. So you literally just went, okay, Mike said this. Let me Google most versatile cheese. I found out it was cheddar. That was the number one search result.
He's wrong. I'm going to Google.
And then you moved on.
Yeah, that made me more mad, actually. And then I saw a picture of some chick who got her nails done that looked like she was the Wicked Witch of the West with they were razor sharp.
It's not points. That you were really busy.
No, I was really busy.
You just went into a rabbit hole,
a very shallow one.
Matt, okay. The 59 Sound by the Gaslight Anthem, a perfect album.
A fucking great record, man.
I was looking at the back. I don't know a single song on here.
You don't need to know a song, Drunk. You just put it on and let it play, baby.
Yeah. No, that is a really good record.
So, Brett, I listened to your most recent offering of the Hot Butter podcast. And your brother, who you do the program with, he had like quite the love letter to the Instagram account of singer-songwriter Halsey.
Who I had never listened to until that night.
Brett, you spent a good 10-15 minutes talking about Halsey's Instagram account. I went to Halsey's Instagram account. I was not thoroughly impressed, Brett.
Neither am I.
But I'll tell you,
I'm a big Halsey fan.
What I got really excited about was going through Halsey's photographs and seeing that your brother liked every single one of them. Like going back to October, Brett.
Wow.
He's liked every one of them. Every time she posts, he clicks that little heart and says, "Yes, Halsey, I am on board with whatever you are doing."
Let me let you in on a little secret. So Adam has two kids under the age of 3. So Adam's only escape is shitting, whether it's an actual shit or whether it's I think I'm going to shit, so I'm just going to sit here. So he'll go in there guaranteed. And he'll just sit on the toilet, pants up, pants down, not 100% sure. And I guarantee he spends 20 minutes in there on Instagram, probably just scrolling back on her post.
Just liking Halsey pictures. And you know what? We commented on it on social media. Me and you had a good back and forth about Halsey's Instagram account. And I was shitting on it. And I was saying, I don't really know anything about Halsey. And I listened to a couple of her songs. I wasn't thoroughly impressed. The next
You're not
morning,
thoroughly impressed? I think Halsey's really good.
The next morning, I had Saturday Night Live DVR'd, and she was both the host and musical guest.
Yeah.
She did great.
Interesting.
She was perfectly pleasant. She was good in all the sketches. Both the songs she performed were fine. So, I guess I was wrong about that. I mean, I'm not wrong about Gouda cheese, but I might have been a little bit over the top on the Halsey hate. I might go like
you don't like that song,
pictures.
New Americana?
I don't.
Or Castle?
I don't know that song, Matt. I listen to the Tom Petty station on Sirius XM. That's all I listen to.
Hold Me Down's a good song?
I flipped through all the stations, and I just said, Tom Petty's is the one I listen to.
Yeah.
And I just listen to that.
Not a bad station. I do enjoy the Tom Petty station.
It's weird that he's still doing all the announcing for it, though.
Yeah.
He's like, hey guys, this next song coming up is by the Doobie Brothers. I hope you love it. And it's like, Tom, you're dead. Tom, how are you telling us about the Doobie Brothers, Tom?
Right.
Uncle Hall says that cheddar is okay.
I like cheddar.
There's a lot of cheddar hate in the chat. People are saying that cheddar is so basic. Guys, I mean, cheddar is fine. It's just no fucking Gouda. It's just not. I mean, it's a good cheese. Like, if you have cheddar cheese, eat it. It's good on a taco. It's good on, pretty much just a taco. But
so you're going to put Gouda on a taco?
If I had
shredded Gouda?
Some goddamn shredded Gouda?
You can't even find shredded Gouda.
If I had it. You get a block of Gouda and
you're gonna shred it yourself.
Cheese grater, shred some cheese on some tacos.
Mike, you know what I challenge you to do? I challenge you to find a porno film that is good from beginning to end.
It's not a thing. You know, Matt, do you remember the video clip you sent me of the gal shitting out the egg?
Oh, one of my favorite videos of all time. Yeah.
Like, have you seen the whole video?
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking gross, Matt.
Yeah.
Like, they get really gross. Like, they smash cakes in each other's faces and, like, it's
the whole display.
It's really disturbing. I don't like it, Matt. Like, I keep it just because it's funny, like, when she shits out the egg.
Oh, that's the best. I mean, yeah. you don't need anything else.
But like, I would never watch it to pleasure myself. Too, I just wouldn't because it's not erotic.
Hey, asshole, come get your breakfast. It comes downstairs and then
it's not erotic at all. It's disturbing.
I'm surprised he didn't just like when she backs her bare ass up to the plate. Is he not like what are we doing here? And then out pops an egg.
Drunk, you got any? Like,
what are you doing?
Let me ask you.
What's happening here?
This is a question for Drunk, Matt, and I know that Drunk's going to have one. You know, like when you were a kid and you'd go up to on Halloween and you say trick or treat, and that one smart ass always says, tell me a joke.
Apparently, that's a St. Louis thing.
What's your go to joke, Drunk? What's your street joke?
My street joke. What kind of pants does Mario wear? Denim.
No, I mean, you didn't write that joke, Drunk.
Nope.
But it's your go-to fucking joke.
It's my go-to.
And it's a good joke, Drunk.
It is.
I like it. Guys, my wife, she watches Shane Dawson. Are you guys familiar with Shane Dawson at all? He's a YouTube guy.
Negative.
I don't think so.
Nope.
So he made this video of all about Chuck E. Cheese that we watched last night. And
when's the last time you've been to a Chuck E. Cheese?
It's been a long time. But he has this theory that Chuck E. Cheese takes the pizza back that you don't eat and puts it in a new pizza. And he had a whole bunch of photographs and stuff that backed up his theory, because like none of the pieces are the right size, and like, you know, if you look at the cut marks, they don't line up. And I mean, I haven't been to a Chuck E. Cheese in a long time to confirm or deny this. I don't remember it. I was just a boy when I used to go to the Chuck E. Cheese. The most recent time I went to Chuck E. Cheese, I was a teenage boy, and I went with my girlfriend. And we had a ham and pineapple Chuck E. Cheese pizza. And then we walked next door to the movie theater and saw the movie Bullworth.
I don't remember that one.
Well, you weren't there.
No, I don't remember that movie.
Warren Beatty.
Oh, no, it wasn't Bullworth. What was the one where there was a fake Eddie? There was an Eddie Murphy and then there was another Eddie Murphy.
Oh, Bullfinger.
Yeah, Bullfinger.
Bowfinger, yeah.
Yeah, that was it wasn't Bullworth. We didn't go see Bullworth. Bullworth is a good movie, though.
Good soundtrack, too.
Yes.
So Chuck E. Cheese is actually on, the DoorDash. It's just like $22 for a pizza.
Is it really?
Yeah, there's way better pizzas you can get.
Can you get carry out Chuck E. Cheese?
Apparently.
I didn't know you could do that. It's almost worth it just to see.
Well, yeah, but you're getting it through that DoorDash. People at work love that fucking DoorDash. They're always like, oh, ordering Wendy's. Like, seriously, you're ordering Wendy's?
Isn't it?
You're at work.
It's expensive, though.
It depends. Sometimes, you know, Wendy's will be as cheap as just $2 for a delivery, but some get as high as like $6 or $7 for a delivery.
So it depends on the place? Is it the distance from you? Or
nope, just whatever the place decides.
The place decides how much they charge?
Sometimes you get free delivery on something, so.
But why would it vary? I mean, the guy's driving there and picking up your stuff and bringing it to you just the same.
Yeah, that doesn't make
sense. So why does a different place charge a different amount?
It's just the way it is, Mike.
I mean, like, why is the restaurant cut in at all? Like I mean, why doesn't just somebody just go there and order it for you?
Maybe
and
the
come
restaurant
get it?
Chips in for the DoorDash. If they order enough DoorDash, because if I'm looking at my DoorDash and Wendy's is $1.99 and McDonald's is $4.99, obviously I'm going to go get Wendy's instead of McDonald's, right?
Right.
So obviously Wendy's is getting more DoorDashers than McDonald's is.
Yeah, I don't understand why there's a difference, though. It's weird.
It's economics, babe.
And like, how much of that goes to the driver?
No, I'm sure none of it.
I mean, is Jack in the Box
only
making
the tip?
Like if I order an ultimate cheeseburger from Jack in the Box, if I go to Jack in the Box and order an ultimate cheeseburger and it's, let's say, $3.99, if I order one through DoorDash, Jack in the Box is making more than $3.99, even though they're making the same ultimate cheeseburger and handing it out the same window?
It's possible. So, like, for example, Domino's, they have like a $2.75 delivery charge, even if you just order through them, right?
Right.
That $2.75 doesn't go to the driver, it goes to Domino's.
Right. Yeah, but they're paying a driver. Like, Jack in the Box isn't paying a DoorDash guy. DoorDash is paying the DoorDash guy, or I'm right. paying the DoorDash guy to go get it.
Right.
So I got to tip your driver, buddy.
Brett, explain this to me. This doesn't make sense to me.
I got it. I was just going to tell you, I listened to the NPR How It's Made episode with the guy who started DoorDash. It's actually really interesting how he started. So if you want some specifics, you can go check that out. The company that I work for partnered with DoorDash.
This is just food Uber, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. And they pay that company. They say they partner with them, but they pay them. So that extra money that they're charging you is going to that company who then, you know, they disperse it.
So who pays the people? The restaurant?
The restaurant. The restaurant pays the partner. So the DoorDash or the Postmates or the Uber Eats or whoever it is that they've partnered with, they pay them to be their go-to food delivery company or whatever.
Huh.
Whatever it might be.
So, like, all these restaurants all of a sudden have signs up that say, hey, we're on DoorDash now.
Or Grubhub.
Or Grubhub. Yeah.
That's the future, baby. Digital ordering.
And they're all marketing this other. But, like, these partnerships is how everything gets fucked, right? I mean, like, eventually Grubhub or Uber Eats or whatever the fuck it is, they'll find a way to edge out the other people, and then they'll be fucking Netflix. Like, Netflix got big by signing a deal with Cinemax to get all, or was it Star? No, it was Stars. They like signed a deal with Stars that they're like, hey, Stars, like, we'll sign a deal with you so that all the movies that you get, we can do on demand. And Stars was like, well, we don't have an on demand. Sure, we'll sign this deal. And that's how they got all the Marvel movies.
Right.
Is Marvel signed a deal with Stars, and then Stars signed a deal with Netflix. So then Netflix got all the shit that came to Stars. But then you have Netflix and you're like, well, what the fuck do I need Stars for? And then everybody gets rid of cable, like Brett. And then all we have is Netflix. And then Netflix just is TV. And then we also have a Hulu pop up and Amazon and all that.
Blockbuster streaming.
Yeah. And then eventually we'll have like seven. Oh, and the Disney one. And
Disney one's going to be big.
The DC one. And we're going to have all of those. And then what they're going to do is somebody's going to bundle all of them. And then you're going to buy that.
That's what they call a monopoly.
Huh. But yeah, no, so they think that Chuck E. Cheese is like taking back your three slices of pepperoni that you left on the table and putting it in another pepperoni pizza for somebody else.
That makes sense.
And just reheating it or something.
It was interesting. Who's probably about 5 years older than I am. And when he was a teenager, in his early teens, he worked at a Chinese restaurant here close to where I live. And he told me that they would take the rice that customers did not eat and put it in a bin, almost like a colander that they could snap shut. And they'd put it in the dishwasher and wash it and then reserve it. That was soap just with hot water. They were trying to do the right thing.
You know, when you go to
rice.
When you go to most movie theaters, what they do is usually on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, whatever the slower day of the week is, they pop the popcorn and put it in these huge, almost trash bags, and they store them in the back, and then that's the reserves for when they get busy on the weekends and they can't keep up with all the popping. They just bring the bag out and throw it in their fucking warmers and heat it up.
Huh.
Pretty smart.
And they charge like $8 a bucket for that too.
Right. Yeah.
Guys, I have one more thing. And bear with me here, because you guys know that I love music lawsuits.
It's like your favorite thing of all time.
It's pretty much my favorite thing.
Yeah.
But this one's weird. No, see, because this one, it isn't a person who made a song that sounds like another song, so it doesn't really count, but I'm happy about it anyway. Kanye West, he made a song called Ultra Light Beam. Matt, you know, we're hip, we know, but Brett, you probably aren't too familiar with Kanye West, right? His Ultra Light Beam.
I'm familiar with Kanye West, not that specific song. Just because I like heavy, crazy death metal doesn't mean I don't know. Yep.
Brett, I mean, I stay up on things. You know, I know about Kanye West's Ultra Light Beam. I can understand how, you know, it would slip by some people.
But someone as old as I am.
At the very beginning of this song, there is a, like, five-year-old girl, and he has this in the song for I don't even know why.
We don't want no devils in the house.
Yes,
we want the Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
Yes,
Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
Yes,
Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, in 2012.
Okay.
And this song came out in 2016. And this clip that was just out there on Instagram or something, Kanye West saw it and thought it was great. And so he reached out to a lady who was this girl's mother and said, "Hey, saw your daughter on Instagram. Love the clip, want to put it in a song," and got permission.
Okay.
And so it turns out the woman that he got permission from was the girl's birth mother and not the adopted parents.
Oh boy.
Whoops. So now the adopted parents are suing Kanye West for the damages of his young daughter. By the way, she has an Instagram, the young girl does, and in the description of, you know, like the about me section, it says, "Hey, I was sampled in this Kanye West song." I mean, it's probably the coolest thing that will
happen in
her life.
I mean, if you put that out on social media, isn't that free for anybody just to use?
I would think so, right?
Well,
I mean, fucking Daniel Tosh has an entire show based on, you know, using other people's shit.
I mean, I think that, you know, you can show good faith in that he reached out. He doesn't know the entire Guardian history of this girl he saw on Instagram. He did his due diligence to get permission from somebody.
Right.
but
he didn't even really need the permission, I don't think.
I don't know if he did. But yeah, they want the publishing of the song, which, sure. I mean, that clip means nothing. I mean, that clip has no bearing on the song whatsoever.
Right.
But I was pretty excited to hear about it either way. Just because I like music lawsuits. They make me feel good.
They make you feel good.
Yeah.
I would like to know how this one ends up, because I don't think he has to pay anything.
Well, yeah. Just the internet's a free for all, Matt.
That is true.
I mean, like, you know, we're all just getting on there and looking at a couple pictures of dogs while we're taking shits.
Sure.
That's all we're doing.
All we're trying to do.
I want to see a dog under a sink and really enjoying it. Or I want to see one that barks funny.
Yeah.
I want a good street joke. I want to make fun of the way that Lady Gaga danced at the Grammys. Guys, look up Lady Gaga dancing at the Grammys. She looked fucking ridiculous, guys.
I like ladies that fish in really small bikinis, and I like people falling.
You like seeing people fall down?
Yeah, it's always good.
I don't really like people getting hurt. You know, like, you know,
I didn't say hurt. I just said falling down.
I like cute dogs, Brett. That's all I want is cute dogs.
You have a dog?
No, I don't.
You should get one.
I want to get online and I want like 10 people to have sent me a cute dog they saw.
You get a pig. And you want my pig?
I want a goddamn sandwich with some Gouda cheese on it. And I
want
to get
want that too.
I want to get a good night's sleep.
I'm on Brett's train. I think you're overrating Gouda here, buddy.
I'm a simple guy, drunk. I don't like a lot of things, but I like
simple guys don't eat Gouda cheese. You know how much that shit costs?
It's worth it though. Drunk, there's some things like you don't buy generic toilet paper.
Oh,
and,
no.
And you
no,
don't no, no. buy that shitty Kraft cheese. You treat yourselves to some fucking Gouda. You know what I'm saying?
So you're saying I can't eat American cheese, like, period?
Drunk, you can eat American cheese. American cheese is fine.
As long as I get a good quality Hotley or something.
No,
or
drunk.
Or Boar's Head.
If American cheese makes you fucking happy, you eat it. But I'm telling you, drunk, there's better stuff out there. Like during the break, Michelle was saying that she doesn't really know many of the songs of Meatloaf. And Michelle, you're missing out. The Meatloaf. He's got some great songs, Michelle.
I'm from St. Louis, so I like that Provel.
Guys, treat yourself every now and then. Get yourself some nice
crab rangoon pizza.
Oh yeah, the crab rangoon pizza looked really good.
I treated myself.
Treat yourself.
Is that a thing? Where you get that at?
Yeah. There's a restaurant here in town where my brother used to manage, and they do a crazy special pizza every week. And this week it was crab rangoon pizza, and it was amazing.
Drunk, you keep doing all these weed vacations.
What state is this in?
Michigan.
We need to take some food vacations, Drunk.
I mean, that's what I do on my vacations, so I generally triple D it up. That's what we do.
You guys can come stay with me, and we'll just go on a food. We'll go food crazy up here.
Yeah, you know, Guy Fieri, that guy.
Triple D. Oh, Diners, Drive. You go to all the places that he goes.
We don't go to all of them, but we.
Is there like a map?
You can find it on the internet. The places he's gone. Yep.
He was here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Guys, we did it.
Another week in the books.
Another week in the books. Be sure to check out Brett's show, The Hot Butter.
I didn't know if we were going to make it without Travis.
It's on a strange label.
We did good.
I don't remember when.
How am I still on strange label is what I want to know.
what do you mean, Brett? Why wouldn't you be?
There's absolutely no way I'm worse or not as bad, if not worse, than those other guys that just got kicked off. There's no way.
Well, none of us are.
Are you racist?
No.
All right. Well, then you're good.
we play to stereotypes and offensive sexual, graphically sexual. Sure.
You don't go around calling yourself blackface, right?
No.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Boy. Yep. You're good. You're good.
Okay. Good.
Why gotta poke it? Why gotta poke at it, Drunk?
It's fine, guys.
I mean, we're just talking facts, that's all.
Why you gotta poke at it, Drunk?
You know, I was always one of those kids that had a scab. It's the state of scab.
It's dead. It's on the side of the street. It's dead. Don't poke it.
Oh, yeah. I just rip it off.
Let it keep coming back.
Just scars up.
Yep.
My God.
Yep. Just keep ripping
it. Walk around it.
All right. Well, Brett, do you got a pick of the week?
My pick of the week this week is a Netflix show. I think it started on actually True TV called I'm Sorry.
Oh, God, that show's great. You know what the best part of that show is the little girl.
She is hilarious.
Oh, she's the best. That you watch the show for that little girl because she's amazing. Yeah, the second season just started, and the little girl's the best. She has like a weird speech impediment or something. It's great.
It's just a tongue tie. My son has one.
Yeah, like I wouldn't. It's not a speech impediment. Is it? What's the word? Like when little kids say words wrong, like they use R's instead of S's or something. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, I didn't think that would be a show that I would have liked at all by reading the description, but it's a very funny show. I do enjoy it.
Matt, pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about, Matt?
Started watching a couple shows. I guess a pick of the week is going to be another show, but I started watching that Russian Doll show. Pretty good. And I've been watching that Handmaid's Tale. Handmaid's
Tale? It's a little weird for me.
The Russian Dolls?
Yeah, it's kind of like Groundhog Day, kind of.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but it's not too much like it. And,
it's a little weird.
I like that actress, though. I think she's pretty funny.
That Handmaid's Tale, it's on Amazon.
Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, like nobody's ever going to watch that.
Why? Everybody has Amazon.
How do you get into Amazon?
Do you use Amazon?
Yeah, I mean, I have Amazon.
It's on Hulu, isn't it? It's on Hulu, guy.
Yeah. In the chat, Uncle Hall says, weird speech impediments pronouncing spaghetti as paschetti after 7. Wait, I don't know. I think I get what you're saying. Yeah. Drunk pick of the week.
Yeah. So mine's kind of a bit of a twofer. Drunk's picks of the week. This week the Alliance for American Football started. Not bad.
Is that like the XFL?
Yeah, I guess. But they're actually trying to like be with the NFL and work in conjunction with them. As opposed to trying to go against them. They're trying to be like their feeder system.
Oh.
And then my second pick of the week is season finale of Celebrity Big Brother. Wednesday.
Who you got, Drunk?
So I didn't catch yesterday's yet.
It's just a bottle show. If Mark McGrath comes in and says, hey, do you remember when you did this? Nothing happens. It's stupid.
I don't like any of the five.
Nah, Ricky Williams is a dick. Tamar's annoying.
Oh, yeah.
The other black lady.
I was rooting for Natalie, and then she got voted out in the double.
She's really smug. I don't really like her. Lolo Jones is fucking crazy.
Oh, she's a nutbag, isn't she?
Yeah, I don't like any of them. They just went, like, picking off all the white dudes week after week.
I know. And then Dina Lohan, you didn't even notice she's there. So
Yeah.
I liked Tom and I liked Natalie, and they're both gone. So I guess I'm, like I said, I didn't watch yesterday, so I don't know. But I guess I'm rooting for Ricky.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like him. Guys, we'll do it again next week. We appreciate all of you. So keep on keeping on, you know what I'm saying? And we'll see you around. We'll see you around, right, Drunk?
Yeah. We'll see you around. Guns out, fun's out.
Thanks. want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 Central on Strangelabel.com. Be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at WFODshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. Email us Mike, Travis, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. Give us a call when we're live or when we're not live. The phone over there is 636-487-HAND. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Liquid Lozenge and Brian Kranz. If you'd like to contribute, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back next week. Thank you. And goodbye.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.
Man, I like cheese. Cheddar's pretty good, but Gouda's better. Feta is the bomb. Brie is pretty rad. Oh my god! Mozzarella. Marvel is a heavenly mix, and cream cheese is best in cake. Velveeta is classified cheese, though it's 10% petroleum-based. You can take it to a party, and it's always the first to go. You can spread it on a cracker, but just remember it's damn fine on its own. Like Swiss cheese, like Swiss cheese, like Swiss cheese. Damn, I like cheese. Monterey Jack, how do you beat that? We gave it a people name. Camembert and Havarti, you agree it's just not the same. Blue is 70% mold. Like Swiss cheese, like Swiss cheese, like Swiss.